From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Good morning to you, Cam, from Southbound Records.
Good morning, good morning.
Now, it's been a hive of activity at Southbound Records for the last couple of weeks, getting ready for what is, I guess, one of the biggest days of the year for a record store, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like our Christmas, I guess you could say. It's Record Store Day tomorrow.
Now, just to give everyone a bit of background, it's always kind of pays to start from a place where some people may not know what Record Store Day is, but what is it, Cam?
Record Store Day is a day where it's kind of like celebrating, I guess, the idea of physical media and records in general. You kind of get to go into the store. There's lots of special releases, limited releases, a lot of which are kind of only released on the day. So it's very, very exciting for collectors of, you know, all sorts of artists. Everyone's getting Record Store Day releases kind of at this point. A lot of people are putting things out, so it's really, really exciting for a lot of different people. It's just a great day to kind of come down and celebrate record stores, celebrate the art of collecting, I guess.
It's a bit of everything. It could be something which has been out of print for a long time. It could be something being reissued on a special colored vinyl or with new artwork, like hidden gems, stone cold classics.
Yeah, some things that have never even been released on physical before.
Yeah, which we've is got one really of those exciting. Actually. We've got one of those. Just a little sneak peek, people, for those of you that like Zamrock.
Oh, yeah.
Wink, we're going to play something a bit later. But we're actually going to start this morning. There is some awesome catalog stuff which you guys have up there, which people will be very familiar with, like this artist, The Fall.
The Fall, yeah. The real new Fall LP. This one is, obviously, it's kind of become a classic amongst Fall fans. This one is being reissued on a really, really cool, it's like a yellow and red kind of swirl color. So for, you know, big Fall fans, this is a really cool thing to have in your collection. Also, again, just like a classic Fall album. I think it was 2003 this one came out.
There's two versions of this album, right? I think one of the albums leaked on the internet or something, and then Marky Smith was like, I'm going to record the whole thing.
So that's kind of what happened with the track that we're going to play, Theme from Sparta FC. I think they kind of made it in, like, I guess, honor of this Greek football team. Not directly for them, just kind of like, you know, a little bit of a homage. And then I guess they kind of, the fans kind of took it on. But then they re-recorded it, went on this album. Great little track. So this is releasing for Record Store Day tomorrow. It is important, I will mention now as well, we have got 10% off everything
else
in the store. Including Record Store Day titles as well.
Including Record Store Day. 10% off everything.
Yeah. It's a big day. So make sure that if you want to grab yourself one of these, then make sure you're there early.
Yes. You guys open at 9.
9
and
o'clock.
I think every year there's a line.
There's always a line. So yeah, make sure you got what you want in mind and
be prepared to come and just have a dig and like find something. There's so much stuff there. I've had a look behind the scenes, people. I was lucky enough to have a browse twice in the past couple of weeks, and there is some such cool stuff there. It's like, wow, okay. And there's only one copy of that.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you, yeah, just get there early.
Yeah.
We are Sparta FC.
The Fall there on vinyl on a pink and yellow Special Swirl Record Store Day.
Yeah.
Did I turn on the right mic? There we go.
Hello. yeah, that's the one. It's going to be great.
There's something else that kind of sprung. There's some Judas Priest there. What else did I see at Southbound? I saw
a little goat, seven inch.
A little goat, 7 inch. Yeah. And there was a Thin Lizzy album that sprung out.
Oh yeah,
I was like, there's only one of those. There's some 13th Floor Elevators, like one of those, like a live record.
Yeah, there's lots of things where we've only got one of them. And again, it's kind of one of those things where, you know, we hope everyone gets their hands on what they want. But again, you gotta get in early, you know. It's a first in, first serve kind of day. Make sure that you're ready to shoot on in. If you've got something in mind that you're really keen on.
Now, for those of you that have been listening to BFM for a while, you know that we'll dip our toe into the Zamrock world, playing a bit of Witch.
Yep.
Is it Amanez? Is that the name of the other main?
Yeah.
Lots of people will be familiar with them, I reckon. And of course, there's Chrissy Zebby Tembo and Ngozi Family. Mm-hmm. Now, about 2012, I think I picked up a reissue of his very first album, and I thought there was just one record of his, but I was wrong. And as of tomorrow, for the first time ever, this is proof in concept. For the first time ever, he recorded a second album, and it is finally seeing the light of the day.
Yep.
Light of day. This is like, when was that? 70s?
70s,
so
yeah.
We're, 50 years later?
Yeah.
For Record Store Day this year, you can pick up Chrissy Zebby Tembo and Ngozi Family. What's the, has it got a name, this album?
I'm Not Made of Iron.
I'm Not Made of Iron.
Thanks, the Now Again label, because again, Record Store Day is kind of just gold for things like this, where and there will be other examples tomorrow that are released as well, of things that just you just kind of never even think of seeing released physically, especially this far down the line.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. And this is like stone cold Zamrock,
yeah,
just fuzzed out. I don't know, African rhythms, a little bit of Black Sabbath in there.
Yeah,
you know,
like super fuzzy, like psych rock.
A bit of everything, really.
Just sound.
Such like a nook, such a time capsule.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Yeah, great stuff. And again, like really, really cool to be finally holding, this album physically. It's just like, again, as I say, like one of those things that you just never think that you just see, and then it just kind of pops up. You're like, whoa.
Someone's been sitting on a little buried treasure there. Right?
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff like that. Again, coming out tomorrow, I think we've gotten a few from Light in the Attic as well, which is this really great label. Also, same thing, like things that you just think that you never see, would never see the light of day. Maybe you've heard it on streaming or like a leak somewhere online. Yep. But yeah, really, really cool to have this one finally released on physical. Chrissy Zebby Tembo.
Well, welcome to Zamrock, everyone. Let's play the title track off this. This is Chrissy Zebby Tembo and Ngozi Family. I'm Not Made of Iron, from I'm Not Made of Iron, out on vinyl for the first time ever in very limited quantities tomorrow at Southbound Records.
That's the one.
Tell you what, I'm buying that. I'll see you there tomorrow, Cam.
See you there.
It's so good. I love it.
It's great.
I love Chrissy Zebby Tembo. Now, if anyone out there is listening, we have been running this competition all morning long. We've got a $50 voucher to spend at Southbound Records tomorrow. You must redeem it in store. It's only good tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So if you think you can make it along to Southbound tomorrow, we've been taking, just you text through to 53395 what you'd spend your money on at Southbound. Could be a record store day release, or it could be anything else you're just jonesing to get your mitts on, something that you need in your collection.
At 10% off, may I add.
Yeah. Oh, Otis Rizal just texted through. Kia ora, good morning, Otis Rizal. Otis is just saying, hey bro, Otis here. I reckon that Zamrock sounds a bit like Darcy Clay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spot on. Yeah, I'd agree with that as well. We've had a bunch of texts through about what people would spend their money on. Someone would buy some tools, some Fu Manchu. Look, playing to the crowd here. Pulps, some pulp. Red Fountain, lots of text for Pitch Black.
Great.
Some Future Sound of London, more Pitch Black, Pitch Black, Pitch Black, Marlon Williams, and heaps. So 5395, if you've got something you're keen to get your mitts on, it could be something local like this next artist. What have we got here?
Liam Finn, his new album, Hyperverse.
It's great cover.
So cool. It's like this iridescent... yeah, it's this really cool iridescent, like space-looking cover.
It's kind of like one of those like chrome stickers,
yeah,
or Duracell.
Yeah, yeah.
It goes all silver and shiny and rainbowy coloured.
Yeah, it looks really great. This is being released for the first time. Records today, as a Record Store Day release. I think the process behind this record is quite cool. He started it in 2021, and he did like two live streams on Twitch a week and just kind of made the album in front of everyone.
Yes.
Which is such a cool way to make an album, because, you know, you get to show everyone your process, and you kind of, you have your, I guess, your fans joining you on
the journey. A real force of nature.
Yeah, so cool.
Force of nature. And the nicest dude out. He's total lech, total lech. Now, should we give it a spin?
Yeah, let's get into it.
All right, we're gonna play Purple Dress, which was on playlist here at BFM not too long ago. So Liam Finn's Hyperverse.
Hyperverse, yeah.
Hyperverse on vinyl for the first time ever.
Oh, yeah.
You said a lot of horrible things, like I wish you were dead, had blood on your mind. In the heat of conversation, well, I lost the plot. It's not like us to fight. I only reach it from the top.
It's the truth, I swear.
beautiful, very crowded housey.
Oh, I guess
the Finn blood runs strong through that one, right?
Sure does. And I guess that there's also a little bit of his own kind of vibe in there as well. We heard earlier, we were listening off mic to some of his heavier stuff as well. That's on that
very rocking.
Really, really great stuff.
For fans of Betcha Duper and all that sort of stuff, he's still got it. Still likes to throw down.
Oh, yeah.
All right, what else do we need to know about Southbound Records and Record Store Day tomorrow, Cam?
So 10% off everything. We're opening at 9, so make sure that you're there on time. There's nothing worse than showing up at 1 o'clock expecting, you know, to get the thing that you were hoping for, and it's just not there anymore. So make sure you're there early. There is parking on St. Benedict Street if you need parking. There's also a Wilson car park down beside Southbound Records. So there's parking there. We've also got up to $500 worth of vouchers on the day that we will be that you can go into the draw for.
Go in the draw. Tell me more about this.
Well, if you purchase a Record Store Day item, or if you purchase an item in store, then you'll be going into the draw for that $500 voucher, which is pretty exciting.
Oh, legend.
Yeah.
All right. Cam, I reckon we've got time to sneak one more in. I just wanted to mention, for those of you that like the Pixies and are like frothing about the Pixies doing Bossa Nova and Trompe Le Monde at the Auckland Town Hall. One of the little gems I saw in the bins, which is going to be on the shelf tomorrow, there's a live record. It's a double LP of the Pixies doing Bossa Nova and Trompe Le Monde live. So if you wanted a little taster of what might be in store in November, you could try and get your mitts on that.
Preemptively live that concert in your living room.
I'm going to also try and get my mitts on this one, which I have seen at Southbound on the shelf. There's a 7-inch Goat in Graveyard, both out of Sweden, doing a couple of tracks. Let's hit that. This is the song has been digitally released ahead of the 7-inch dropping tomorrow at Record Store Day. This is Light as a Feather. And also, this is Goat. This is Goat Man from Goat, who's going to give us a little breakfast thing. Hey, Cam in Southbound Records. We'll see you up there tomorrow.
Thanks so much. See you tomorrow.
Hello, everybody in New Zealand. This is Goat Man from Goat. You're listening to 95 BFM with Johnny, saluting you from across the planet. We'll be right back.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.